Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Webb here at StuWebb.com, and it is Friday, October the 27th, 2023, and I have the honor to have on Nicole Powers, and I've had her on before many times, but I want to bring up a couple things that occurred just overnight. They're reporting on Newsnet and other stations that there are 7,000 Palestinians now dead as a result of Israeli attacks on the Gaza. Now, last night, two fighter jets, F-15 fighter jets, American fighter jets, went inside Syria and hit Hamas targets inside Syria. Iran militants inside Syria. What the United States just did is basically took us now to war with Syria and Iran both. It's going to get very, very dangerous. Very dangerous. Now, a couple other things I want to bring up is about the main shooting. His shooter, this ex-military, that they can't find. They got all the FBI agents, an extra 50 going up there, and they got everybody in their homes locked in because they don't know where the shooter is. This ex-reservist. But it sounds to me like, after knowing the things that I know, this is a mind control game. This whole thing with the because they said he was in a mental institution a couple months ago and hearing voices and all this other stuff. This is stuff that if you go to my website and you look for Satan Zantana above the breaking news and start listening to some of those shows that Charlene did with us. She's a nurse, former nurse, but she's familiar with it. And there's a lot of information out here about the satellites being used, Daddy Bush's Raytheon Corp, E-Systems Dallas, doing mind control on people, shooting people with the sonar technology, and the stuff with the cell towers, they can actually take and make a person go crazy. And they'll put it in their mind to go out and do mass shootings. And I think that that's what is going on in the United States because of the amount of shooters that we've got loose here and there. So, point it back to the New World Order game. Now, also last night, or this morning, a B-52 bomber of ours was in the China Sea, international water, and almost collided with a fighter jet. China fighter jet was trying to drive him out of there. So we got a problem over there. We got Syria, we got Iran, we got Israel, we got the Gaza, we got China, we got the situation that's very dangerous because of the Ukraine and the U.S. Supporting the Ukraine when they aren't part of NATO and giving them weapons and everything else that they're shooting at Moscow. And the whole bit, I mean, we're in a biatol. Very bad situation. And it's going to get worse. Now, first thing they do, mass shooting, is Chuck Schumer. Senator Chuck Schumer had to open his mouth. Oh, we need gun control laws. We need gun control. Well, let me tell you about Chuck Schumer. Now, Nicole, you destroyed Mitt Romney on the last radio show you did with me. I mean, totally destroyed him. Okay? And the day before, 2 days before, I destroyed Congressman Ken Buck of Colorado. Put a whole bunch of stuff up there on him. And how he, under 18 U.S.C. 4, Federal Reporting Crime Act, he didn't do his job. When I reported to him 3 times about the drugs coming to Greeley, Colorado, that was Leonard Melman, my ex-wife's father, and his partners Larry Mizell and Norman Brownstein. The two, one of them was CI counsel to Daddy Bush, Brownstein. Now, Chuck Schumer, I want to add.
You're going in and out.
Pardon me?
You're going in and out. I can't hear you.
Okay. You can't hear me well? Okay, it's them, apparently, playing with the phone. But here's the deal. Chuck Schumer, okay. Chuck Schumer, Al Martin, my friend, the Iran-Contra whistleblower, which I got his book published called The Conspirators. He's dead now, I believe to be dead. He wrote about the Boulder Properties Limited, which was the blackmail of congressmen and senators to neutralize him. Chuck Schumer was one of the ones that bought into the Boulder Property Limited deal, which was all done out of Colorado and the whole bit, and then they cratered it, and then they got him. And the whole story's up there. Go up on the front of Stu Webb under Breaking News and look for a picture of Chuck Schumer. He's in a costume-looking thing, like he's, you know, in a jumpsuit or something, but there's a picture there. But click on that and read about the Boulder Properties Limited. I mean, we've got nothing in the Congress and Senate that are clean, except for Jim Jordan and Gates and Green. And there's about six of them total that are worth anything. The rest of them have all been compromised in some way. And that's the reason we've got a situation of our government that's as bad as what it is. But with that, Nicole Powers, now you have your site.
Witnessspeaks.com.
Witnessspeaks.com. People can come into it, but I want you to give your report, because you're going to do this weekly with us, or with me, and I want you to give your report here, because I've got a lot to do today, and I need to get this over with. And I know you've got good information. So go ahead, Nicole. Welcome.
Because he was working towards the Republican conference state objectives. Tonight's Jim Jordan. It was McCarthy who was working tonight's everyone. And he hasn't yet figured out a way to knife Mike Johnson. And so he worried that there was going to be this great unifying moment. And he scuttled the unifying moment. So because McCarthy objections, we have to have we have this 3-hour delay, and candidates announce again, have another forum, and guess what happens during the delay? Steve Patrick McHenry runs to office floor, opens up opts out of recess, and then adjourns till noon. Now, why did he do that? Because they were setting up a play to block Mike Johnson with writing votes and the intra-conference process with Kevin McCarthy. They were promising people hearings on their favorite legislation, passing a bill. I heard people promise, oh, maybe you'll get a chairmanship. And the play was for McCarthy to return as speaker, and then Jim Jordan to be a deputy speaker in some sort of way, like Dwight Schrute, assistant to a regional manager position. And that would have been debasing Jordan, someone I like a great deal, and it would have been empowering to McCarthy. So Gary Graves and all these people are working to try to escalate their return of McCarthy. And they are telling me they're going to be 100 votes for McCarthy on the write-in. You know how many there were? 33 on the first write-in. So they flamed out terribly. Mike Johnson gained standing momentum. Ultimately, McCarthy gets 43 votes for him on a secret ballot, but Mike Johnson gets the majority. And then Mike Johnson, says, you know, what I want a roll call vote so that those 43 would have to announce themselves as being for a candidate who wasn't even running instead of a unifying force like Mike Johnson. And when we called for the roll call, do you know how many people voted for Kevin McCarthy? Zero. So he went from promising 100 votes to delivering 43 to zero, willing to vote for him. And everyone in the room knew at that moment that I wasn't the force for chaos. I wasn't causing disunity that for the last 3 weeks, the reason the House of Representatives had been paralyzed is because of his own selfish gain. Kevin McCarthy was sabotaging the candidacy of anyone else because he was plotting a return, and we stopped it. And in the place of Kevin McCarthy, we got a Bayou, Louisiana, Mike Johnson, a brilliant constitutional attorney. That's a lot of drama. Yes, a lot of drama. The next is a breaking news, U.S. bombs Iran proxy force in Syria hours after Iran foreign ministry threatens U.S. on U.S. soil in United Nations speech. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin announced Thursday night the U.S. launch of attack on 2 bases in Syria used by Iran proxy forces to attack American troops bases in Syria and Iraq. U.S. troops have been attacked several times this month in Iraq and Syria. Until this evening, those attacks have been unanswered by the Biden administration. About 2 dozen troops have been injured. A contractor died from a heart attack during one assault. The U.S. strikes come just hours after the Iran foreign minister Hussein Amir al-Abdahi threatened the United States and English over the Hamas-Israel war in a speech given at the United Nations in York. Secretary of Defense, Lord Austin, statement to U.S. military strike in eastern Syria. Okay, in October 26, 2023. Today, President Bush directs U.S. military forces to conduct a self-defense strike on two facilities in eastern Syria used by Iran Islamic Revolutionary Guard and a civilian group. These precision self-defense strikes are a response to a series of ongoing and mostly unsuccessful attacks against U.S. personnel in Iraq and Syria by Iran-backed militia groups that have begun in October 17. As a result of these attacks, one U.S. citizen contractor died of a heart attack, cardiac incident, while sheltering in place. 21 U.S. personnel suffered from minor injuries, but all have since returned to duty. Our president has no higher priority than the safety of U.S. personnel, and he directed today actions to make clear the United States will not tolerate such attacks and will defend itself and its personnel and its interests. The United States does not seek conflict, has no intentions or no desire to engage in further hostilities. But these Iran-backed attacks against U.S. forces are unacceptable and must be stopped. Iran wants to hide its hand and deny its role in these attacks against our forces. We will not let them. If attacks by Iran proxies against U.S. forces continue, we will not hesitate to take further necessary measures to protect our people. These narrowly tailored strikes in self-defense were intended solely to protect and defend U.S. personnel in Iraq and Syria. They are separate and distinct from the ongoing conflict between Israel and Hamas and do not constitute a shift in our approach to the Israeli-Hamas conflict. We continue to urge all states and non-state entities not to take action that would escalate into a border regional conflict. Early Thursday, Iran Foreign Minister Amir al-Baghdadi threatened the United States while speaking on U.S. soil in New York City at the U.N. Breaking Iran Foreign Minister Amir al-Baghdadi in his speech at the U.N. General Assembly warned that the United States that, and I quote, "You won't be spared from the fire of the war and region," unquote, if the Gaza war does not stop. I say it frankly to American statement. We do welcome the threat. It shows that we have always supported peace and security. But today in New York, in the United Nations, I say frankly to American statement, who are now managing the genocide of Palestine, that we do not welcome to expansion of war in the region. But I warn you, if the genocide in Gaza continues, there will not be spared from this fire. It is our home, and West Asia is our region. We do not compromise with any party and any side. And we have no reservations when it comes to our home security. The genocide in Gaza must be stopped immediately. The forced displacement of people in Gaza must be stopped immediately. Today, Gaza is waiting for urgent, vital humanitarian aid, according to international law. The Palestinian Liberation Movement, Hamas, is fighting the occupation and has its legitimate right, Mr. President. According to our negotiation, Hamas is ready to release civilian prisoners. On the other hand, the world should support the release of 6,000 Palestinians being held in Israeli prisons. Okay, this is a transcript from the great pundit. Speaking in Farsi, Amr Turkey and Qatar estimated to give nearly 6,000 Palestinians held by Israel. Okay. Iranian foreign minister and UN General Assembly speech says Hamas warns the readiness to hand over all civilian hostages to Iran, who would then negotiate along with Qatar and Turkey. Their release in exchange for this release of 6,000 terrorists in Israeli jail. Okay? In Iranian bloc terror group, Islamic Resistance in Iraq, says they have attacked multiple U.S. bases in Syria. And with Hafsa Abadi suicide drones made in Iran. Senator Rick Scott of Florida called for Biden to revoke the visa for Ami Abadan and take him out of the country for threatening remarks. And revoke his visa now. He is not welcome in America. But the United States cannot tolerate threats to our nation from terror funds. POTUS revoked his visa now. He is not welcome in America. So in an update, a senior defense official briefed reporters on the U.S. strike and said there were intended to send messages to Iran to tell its proxies to stop their attacks on U.S. troops. The official said two F-16 carried out the mission on two bases used by the IRGC and their proxies. No casualty assessment has been released. It is not known whether any Iranian personnel were at the IRGC bases. The strikes were not coordinated with Israel and was not directly related to the Hamas-Israeli war. ABC Matt Trailer. News from the senior military officials that U.S. struck a weapons storage area and an ammunition storage site uses precision munitions launched via F-16. The official confirmed the attack sites were Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps affiliated facilities say the people that occupy these locations are Iranian-aligned militia groups as well as RIGC personnel, but not whether any Iranians were present at the time. We hit exactly what we were aiming at, the senior military official said. A separate senior defense official said Iran is the center of the gravity of what we're seeing. Regarding attacks on U.S. forces in Iran, Iraq, and Syria, Iran's fingerprints are all over this. More from SDO on Iran's culpability for proxy in Iraq-Syria attack U.S. troops. Iran is trying to hide its hand and maintain some level of deniability. And we are not allowing that to happen. We told Iran accountable. We are holding Iran accountable for the actions of groups that is trained and equipped. So news from senior military officials, U.S. struck the weapons storage area of the ammunition storage sites and precision ammunition launch via F-16. VOA's Jeff Sheldon strikes carried by two U.S. F-16s for senior U.S. military officials. U.S. now says 19 attacks have been carried out versus U.S. troops since October 17, with three new attacks today. U.S. strikes were carried out within the last hour and a half per senior U.S. military officials press on casualties. We will let the death seal occur for the official people on the target at various points during the day. Again, we know that they were not civilians. Iran might see them as links. That adds up to Iran per senior U.S. defense officials on Friday. U.S. airstrikes of the IRGC-linked weapons and ammunition facilities in Syria. What we want is for Iran to take a brave, specific action to direct its militia and proxies to stand down, which Iran-linked groups were hit. They have certain names one day, another name another day, says the U.S. defense official. The main message is that it's all going back to Tehran, and Iranian senior leaders are funding army equipment, training, and directing a whole plethora of militia groups across the region. And they have escalated attacks against U.S. forces, which is why we took a self-defense action. Okay, that's about it for that airstrike. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, the next story is Obama's gifts Hamas a ready-made excuse for their next attack. Okay, leftist critics of Israel are fond of playing the oppressor card. It allows them to talk out of both sides of their mouths. You have to be crazy to come right out and say Israel had the horrific massacre of some 1,400 of its people, including civilian women, the elderly, and babies. System to maintain any form of strained credibility. Even many leftists will say Israel has the right to defend itself. On the other hand, to appease the anti-Semites in their rank, they will warn Israel that it has to play fair and not go too far in the response to the raping of its women and to the butchering of its Israeli babies. Why? Because Israelis are framed by leftists as colonizing oppressors who, at the end of the day, deserve what they get. Former President Barack Obama, known for his oratorial skills in saying one thing and meaning another, is in lockstep with Israeli as an oppressor narrative. In a statement published Monday on Medium, Obama started with a familiar line that Israeli has a right to defend its citizens and root out Hamas because of its horrific suppressive attacks on October the 7th. However, it didn't take long for Obama to shift gears. The third paragraph begins, but even as we support Israel, we should also be clear that how Israel prosecutes their fight against Hamas matters. That's the shift. Israeli has the right to respond to realization of innocence. But the fourth paragraph, the former president was finished up with condemnation of Hamas by saying its military operations are deeply embedded within Gaza, and its leadership seems to intentionally hide among citizens, thereby engaging the very people they claim to represent. That's Hamas, right? That's what it looks like on the surface. The subtext suggested that for the Israelis to accomplish their goal, they will have to march into heavy populations of Gaza and indiscriminately kill civilians. This, the Obama narrative seems to suggest, is unacceptable. No one wants to see civilians get caught in the crossfire, except Hamas, which used them as human shield, as Obama suggested. However, the Israelis aren't going to rape women and purposely murder babies. They will be civil design. What Obama is doing, what Obama does not say is more telling than what he does say. He never says what Israel should do, just what it shouldn't do. Attacking Gaza will mean death of innocent Palestinian civilians, so do not do it. That means Israel will have to give up rooting out Hamas. Failure to hold Hamas accountable would be the same as inviting another attack on Israel to civilians that want terrorists. That's what terrorists do. By the fifth paragraph, Obama geared up to give Hamas a ready-made excuse for its next terror attack, warning that any Israeli military strategy that's ignored the human cost could ultimately backfire. Already thousands of Palestinians have been killed in the bombs of Gaza, many of them children. He left just hundreds of thousands have been forced from their homes. I'm not sure where Obama gets his news. Maybe Al Jazeera. Whatever the case, he clearly was trying to shift blame from Hamas to Israel. And are we now to see Israel as a terrorist? The former president wasn't finished. His next move was to declaring that Palestine as oppressed by the colonized Israeli. To make this point, he went on a bit on a rant. Okay, declaring that all of us need to do our best to put our best values rather than our worst fears on display. He described what that would entail. Excuse me, let me get my dog. Hold on. Come on.
That's okay.
It means acknowledging the Palestinians have also lived in disputed territories for generations. That many of them were not only displaced when Israel was formed, but continue to be forcibly displaced by settlers' movement that too often have received tactics of explicit support from the Israeli government. The Palestinian leaders who have been willing to make concessions or two-state solutions have too often had little to show for their efforts. And it is possible for people of goodwill to champion Palestinian rights and oppose certain Israeli government policies in the West Bank and Gaza without being anti-Semitic. Spare us the history lesson, Professor. The Israeli-Palestine dispute has a long history that reaches back to biblical times, reducing it to the aftermath of World War II. It may be convenient for leftists, but at the expense of the truth. Leftists choose power over truth each and every time. Obama ends his lecture with a call to action. Do what I say and all will be good. I can see in his pontification from Harvard lectures as he opined, but if we care about keeping open this possibility of peace, prosperity, and dignity for future generations of Israeli and Palestinian children, as well as for our own children, Then it falls upon all of us at least make a good effort model in our own words and action the kind of world we want them to inherit. What model was he suggesting? Then we're talking about both sides out of your mouth like a confident politician. That won't do. Nothing at all would make sense. Does he want us to condone Israel and praise Palestine? That would amount to perpetuating a big lie. Or maybe he wants us to follow along like blind leaning and make it easier for leftists like him to lead the West off a cliff. It's not going to happen. Drop the microphone. It's time you get off the stage for good. All right, here's another story about Obama. It says, listen to new audio revealed Secret Service agents' frantic 911 call for helping Obama's chef fell off a paddleboard and drowned.
Now, this is Barack Obama's chef drowned, correct?
This is the audio of 911 call.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. In July, Barack and Michelle Obama's chef, Tafari Campbell, drowned in a pond near their Martha's Vineyard home. The initial 911 call came from Obama's residence. Campbell was reportedly paddleboarding in the Edgartown Great Pond with 26-year-old female Obama staffer when he drowned. The story about the drowning has changed many times. Obama's office previously claimed that Barack and Michelle were not present at the residence when Tafari drowned, but a conservative watchdog group, Judicial Watch, last week released new documents revealing that Barack Obama was at the emergency scene of the drowning. The records, which are heavily redacted, indicate that Barack Obama arrived at the emergency response scene via motorcade. A short time later, a cold, wet woman who was witnessed arrived. The next morning, the eyewitness was interviewed in the Obama residence, again with Barack Obama present. This was reported by Judicial Watch. So, okay. Furthermore, the Daily Mail obtained the audio of the 911 call made by Obama's Secret Service agent after Tafari Campbell fell off the paddleboard. We have a male drowning in the back of our property right now. The agent's name was Dave, told a 911 dispatcher. We have our rescue swimmers. They're attempting to go out there right now. A rescue swimmer and an agent driving down there right now to get on the boat. Dave continued, someone came running up to our back post, saying a gentleman is just a guest of the house. It's after drowning. So right now our rescue swimmers is going out there. Tafari Campbell's body was recovered the morning after he drowned. Okay. It says a Secret Service agent at Barack Obama's Martha Vineyard estate called 911 for helping restrain Chef Tafari Campbell after he had fallen off the paddleboard. Dramatic audio of the call was obtained by DailyMail.com. We have a male drowning in the background, back of the property right now. The agent's name was Dave. So they were attempting to save him. I'm a paraphrase here. And the audio from two initial calls started Tuesday by the Duke County Sheriff's Office were heavily redacted, leaving out names and other specific facts, I guess, involving the property. But the call shows early chaos as Secret Service staff and others on the site scrambling to get help after the chef had fell into the water. So that's what so if you want to go on the Gateway Pundit, you can listen to that audio. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now we have a family of main shooter suspects says he started to hear horrible things after being fitted with a high power hearing aid. Okay, the family of Robert Card, the man accused of shooting and killing 18 people in Lewiston, Maine, shared several details with police. Woods is talking about him just shortly after he was fitted with a high-powered hearing aid. Candy Carr told NBC he was picking up voices, but he never heard. She continued to say his mind was twisted, and he was humiliated by the things that he was thought was being said to him. And so at 6 p.m. Thursday night, Carr is still at large after the gun gunning down and murdering over a dozen people in Maine. The man suspected of fatal shooting more than just people in Lewiston, Maine on Wednesday night is still at large. Okay, and they said Card is a firearm instructor and a longtime Army reservist. Big guess to hear voices. Okay, she said his mental health had deteriorated quickly because of the voices that he's never heard before. Okay, that's all.
Now, I want to add to that because we've had Charlene on. And she has really done some excellent work. And there's a picture of Satan's antenna. It shows him holding his cell tower, Satan, on the front of my website, just right on top of the breaking news column, where the show will be posted and other shows besides on the radio bar. But there's a lot of good information in there in that picture, if you click on it, of Satan's antenna. And they've had this technology where they can control somebody. And I think that's what's been going on, in my own personal opinion, of these various school shootings and other shootings that have been going on, mass shootings, in the past few years here in America. That it's really Satan boys, okay, and they're infiltrated all in our government. They're setting people off to cause this chaos. And a lot of it's the fact that they want to get the guns. They want to get guns away from everybody. As long as you've got a gun, you can defend yourself from tyranny. And they've done everything they can to take our First Amendment right, freedom of speech, away from us with Facebook, Twitter, everything, killing before the election, articles, evidence, everything on these places and platforms. And this is all part of it, in my opinion. It's run to their new world order where they don't want you speaking out against them. And then, that's what the Second Amendment's for. The right to own and carry a gun and keep a gun is to protect your rights and your other constitutional rights. So I just want to bring that up. I think you could call it MK Ultra. There's plenty of information out there about the MK Ultra program and what they did. Kathy O'Brien was one of them. Okay, MK Ultra. You take a look at that. Folks, do a little study on MK Ultra and on these shootings and what is happening. They're hearing voices beforehand. They're being told to do this. They're being programmed. Now, some of these shooters could be clones because we don't know, because they've done all this cloning in Hope, Arkansas. There's 10 million people cloned, so that's a lot of numbers. But I just wanted to throw that in there, Nicole.
Yes, and that's what I have for this afternoon, and there are many more stories, but we can do a part two if you want to later, but that's all I have for now.
Yeah, we can do another program, that's not a problem.
Okay.
And I gotta fix my car, folks. I got a water pump problem. Every time I turn around, the old thing has to have new parts. It's getting old. But anyway, Nicole, what else you want to touch on? Anything?
I just think that we need to be very mindful for the next 2 weeks, what may happen. And, we hear all the chatter about war, but let's keep praying, keep hoping for the best. I think we need to take care of our loved ones and our families, and look after our neighbors, and just be vigilant in serving God right now, and praying every night for peace and for safety and for God's will to reign over this nation and over this world. So that's all I have to say, Steve.
Well, I want to add a couple things because I think people need to know this. Now, Professor Joe got me some videos, and these are 5 million, folks, 5 million Chinese troops have entered into the United States illegally. Young age, 18 to 24 years of age, approximately. And they're buffed up. You can tell they're military, ex-military, and they're in here in the U.S. And then in New York, they've got a Chinese police station. Why would they have that? And who allowed them to come in? Barack Obama and these gangs? They're gangsters in Washington and the White House? Now, we got that problem. And then we got 100,000 Chinese troops on the Canadian-U.S. border. And the U.S. knows about it, but nothing in mainstream media has covered it. And then we got 100,000 Chinese on the Mexican border and the U.S. border on the Mexican side. And along with it, there's 100,000 Russians down there. And there's 100,000 Russians on the Canadian border. Now, it shows that they're surrounding us to invade us. And I think that they are going to do something because what is going on in Israel is illegal. What Israel is doing to the Palestinians is a slaughter. I mean, it's they shouldn't be doing that. And the Iranians, I mean, you know, trying to attack, for us to be attacking them. I mean, Iran has a lot of toys, folks, that you're unaware of that the U.S. supplied them. F-10 tank busters, fighter jets, F-10s. Daddy Bush sold them to them illegally. And it was Grumman Aerospace they came out of. That was Jerry Henderson, Super Spook, my friend, Otis Johnson's partner. Okay, if you go to 007 Otis Johnson and take a look, you can see different pictures of that secret underground house out there in Las Vegas. That was Jerry Henderson, Grumman Aerospace, and Avon, CIA front companies. Now, I know that missiles, Stinger missiles, other missiles, include nuclear material out of Rocky Flats nuclear arsenal that was transported to Apex Aviation in St. Louis, Missouri, and taken over to Israel. Israel sold a lot of that plutonium, uranium, whatever it is they manufactured out there, sold it to the Iranians, sold it to the North Koreans. I mean, it was sold all over the world. They made weapons out of this stuff. That's the reason Korea has nuclear weapons, Iran has nuclear weapons, and I guarantee you, you know, we're over here. The United States is pushing the Ukrainians, which is the old Khazarian Jews, that took over Israel, took over the state of Israel there next to Palestine. Those Khazarian Jews, they weren't part of NATO or anything else. But what are we doing? The United States is supplying them weapons. And then they're shooting missiles and stuff on Moscow here 6 weeks, 8 weeks ago. I mean, they want World War III. I'm aware of that. It's part of the New World Order agenda. The Satanic, the 12 Disciples of Satan, they want this. They're in control of the economies of the world, the whole bit. But their agenda is to kill two-thirds of mankind. Two-thirds of mankind on this planet, they want dead. Because why? They're worthless eaters. They're using up my resources, says the New World Order, these satanic pigs. They've been here for thousands of years, the fallen angels, and they occupy people. They occupy over 200,000 of them that are registered with the NSA, and it's wild stuff. But this is reality. This is good versus evil, period. And Israel is playing an evil side. You don't kill 7,000 Palestinians are now dead as a result of Israeli airstrikes. Blowing the place up. 7,000 reported on the mainstream media today. That's a lot of people dead, Nicole. I mean, this should not be going on.
So, the irony is Obama's speaking out and says he had nothing to do with it.
Barack Obama Ever since George Herbert Walker Bush, there's only been one president since him that has been anything worth anything, and that's Donald Trump. The rest of them have committed treason and sedition and robbed and looted the country, and they've done everything in the world to bring about this new world order agenda. It's not God's plan. It isn't. But, you know, there's a couple prophecies. I want to bring them up while we're on the show. Look them up on the internet, folks. One was Dimitri Duderman, and the other one was Henry Gruber, a preacher from Iowa. Now, Duderman's now dead, but his prophecy, his website's up there. Last time I saw, punch in Google, and his daughter runs it. But you ought to hear the prophecy he had for America. He went through what was called the Prophecy Club in 1995. 14 cities he went to. Told what he saw. America being invaded. America getting shot with nukes. Several nukes went off. Now, that was what he saw. Now, someone was sitting in Ohio, at lunch with Dimitri Duderman, who called me years ago. And Henry Gruber was there. Now, Henry Gruber is the preacher from Iowa. You can find him on the internet. He's still alive, as far as I know. They sat at the table and shared their prophecies they believed were visions, prophecies given to them by God. They were identical, except for one thing. Henry Gruber saw all these cell towers, folks, erected, put up new cell towers, dotted the landscape of America just before we got nuked. Now, they've covered in the past year, I mean, these 5G networks and everything, it's all hooked up together in these cell towers and the things that they can mind screw you with, these cell towers. They're erected. So if Henry Gruber's vision comes true, just before we get nuked, they get the phone system all set up. Well, that was set up about a year ago. And he saw missiles going off on the United States too. Now, I've been told if they hit us, and Russia's capable, China's capable, other people are capable, that it will open up the Gulf of Mexico, clear into the Great Lakes, Missouri, half of Missouri, half of Illinois, be part of the Gulf, Tennessee, Arkansas, huge area. And part of it's due to that methane gas that's coming up out of the British Petroleum spill down there, from 2010 or whatever it was. Methane gas is very toxic. If you breathe it, you're dead. One, two breaths of it, you're dead. Now there's another gas that comes off those oil refineries. And Super Spook, once again, Otis Johnson, for his death, he told me that the United States government had to close down a county. The four corners of Missouri, Illinois, Arkansas, and Tennessee come together. On the Tennessee side, they started detecting methane gas. They had to empty the whole county out, put troops around it to keep everybody out, to keep from dying. Now, if someone lit a match and it hit that methane gas, kaboom, the Gulf of Mexico, that whole spill that they had down there, British Petroleum, out in the Gulf, that artery vein runs right up there to the four corners where the gas was coming out. And that's where the New Madrid Fault is. If you go to usga.gov and look at the New Madrid Fault, it shakes all the time at about a 3 to 3.5 earthquake matter. Shakes consistently. That oil spill, that artery goes from the New Madrid straight down into the Gulf, and then it turns east and it wraps itself around the southern tip of Florida. Now, if anything ever happened that got hit, it would just blow the hell out of the center part of the United States. And it'd blow off the tip of Florida because of the methane gas. Now, if we ever got hit with a nuke, you'd see California go underwater. I mean, it'd be the end. Those fault lines out there would be the end of it. Except for some mountains sticking up. It'll be new islands. Now, the Scalin map, S-C-A-L-I-N map, look it up on the internet. I'm pretty positive I got it on my site too. You can punch it in the search box. It shows the new United States. It chose the Gulf of Mexico going to the Great Lakes. It chose California gone. It chose part of Florida gone, part of the East Coast. Now, where did that come from? Office of Naval Intelligence. So did they see something into the future? Do they know something that we don't know? Ask yourself that question. All I can say is right now we are at the most dangerous time America can be at. If you don't have your weapons, you better get them. If you don't have food stored, you better store some. You better water. You better be prepared. Because I think we might have an invasion. And with 5 million troops in there, for them to allow them to come in, I mean, we're set up now. With that said, Nicole, would you take us to prayer on this? Because this country needs prayer. Thank you.
My dog Nico wants lunch. Okay, I'll say a short prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us time that we can observe your power and your glory. And I pray for all the brave men and women out there who are fighting against the evil that is only designed to destroy your people and destroy this nation. I want to pray over Stu and Charlene and myself and all those brave souls that are willing to tell the truth and speak the truth and live out the truth. And I want to pray for the Trump family. I want to pray for the people of Israel and the people of Palestine. And you also said we need to pray for our enemies. I pray that the enemy, your enemy, is confused, is frustrated, and bewildered. Because your power is always greater than his. And I know you can put a stop to all things that are against your will. So I humbly say to you, through the power of the Holy Spirit and the shed blood on Calvary, protect this nation, protect the children, and also allow your will to reign in everyone's heart and everyone's mind. In all
of
the nations of this world. Amen.
Amen. Nicole Powers, give out your website again.
Witnessspeaks.com.
Witnessspeaks.com. I want to thank you for the time you spent with us today.
And we'll talk. Thank you so much, too.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You have a good afternoon.
You have a good one, too. Bye.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
This is Stu Webb. I want to thank you for listening, folks. Have a good day.